Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What's going on? Will Adele please report back to the Grammy and pick up some of them notes you left on the floor? Please, they're still there.
She did drop some notes. Man. I don't understand.
Well, she dropped some notes. She did. I don't know what happened, man.
Hey, Sib.
Yes?
She said she couldn't hear.
Yeah, she said.
But she was standing next to the piano.
I don't know what to tell you.
She was accompanied by, there was a piano. And she was standing right next to it, and she couldn't hear the piano.
I don't know what goes on and you know what she's hearing when she's standing there with all the other stuff going on. But
maybe she'd been standing a little closer. Maybe wherever she was standing, maybe she needed to stand a little closer. That's not close enough. You need to get really close.
And that's not the first time you've had one of those performances, and you know where. Uh-huh. On that stage where it's
she dropped some notes.
Well. Yeah. Not her, but others have. And
remember when Jamie Foxx was singing and he said he couldn't hear the notes
and he was
flat.
He was doing the national anthem. Yeah.
Well, we heard the one she missed. That's what we heard.
We sure did, man.
Wow. Mm. Wow. And is Kendrick Lamar still singing? Is he still?
Well, he's still winning.
He's winning, isn't he?
He set the stage on fire.
Well,
his performance, yeah. Now, I kept asking, player, you didn't see it. Sybil, did you see it? Did you see it, Sybil?
Yes.
Oh, was that a real fire on the stage?
That's what I'm wondering. Was that a real fire?
I think it was for their purposes. It was a real fire. Yeah, it was a fire.
I don't know.
So you're saying it wasn't a fire?
Well, nobody was sweating. I mean,
you got a point there. You're doing a lot of dancing by a fire. Somebody should have been shut up. Somebody should have been sweating.
That's what you got out of it?
Mm. Well, I mean, I watched a lot of it, but I still kept. Is that a real?
It was an incredible. that was an incredible performance.
It was.
It was. But still, Sybil, I couldn't stop thinking, was that a red fire?
Look at that boy.
All right, Shallow Man reporting. Shallow Man reporting.
Shallow Man is definitely in the house, but I thought that it was just amazing.
Well, I had some other things going on that kept saying to me in my brain,
okay,
is that a real fire?
or were the things in your brain going, is that a real fire?
You need to find out if that's a real fire, because you might be sitting too close to the television.
Wow. That was a fire.
You know, old people are concerned about fires.
Old people don't like fires, so old people gonna tell you, man. Yeah. Old people see fire. We want to know, first of all, if it's real.
You know what? I got to say, it's not just old, because there was a 7-year-old that was watching it and was asking me the same. That's fire on stage.
That's, I'm right there.
Children are really concerned about fire, as are old people. That's true.
He shouldn't
be playing with that.
Right.
Okay.
I said all of that, Sil.
Old people and little kids. I'm really concerned about fire.
But you know, it was an interesting night in that all of the performances were for primetime, obviously. And it was quite a night for Kendrick Lamar, who it ain't easy being a pimp, but he pimped that butterfly for real.
Pimped the butterfly. That's a great name, man. That is a great name.
That was a great night for him.
Did you see he got a shout out from the White House?
Yeah. And he should have. But you know what? He won't get all the focus and the attention today. It'll be about Taylor Swift. And it's not to say that she's not talented and she doesn't deserve, but she got, you know, she'll get all the publicity. And while he, you know, will walk away with the award. So for whatever that's worth, it was a good night for him.
In other words, there ain't nothing changed.
Pretty much, Jay. Yeah.
But it was
vanity.
Really good. It was really good.
Vanity.
Yeah.
That
man.
Was very sad before the beginning of the the Grammys last night.
Vanity is dead at age 57?
Yeah, she's had a hard road.
I didn't know how
she ran
rough.
Out of money, Sam? She's on
well,
the
her town. Health. Her health.
I didn't, yeah. You know, I remember some stories way back that, you know, she had found God and but look at, here's some vanity notes. She had renal?
Renal failure, yeah.
What is renal failure?
Kidney.
Okay. Years ago. And it was possibly due to drug abuse. She had recently started a GoFundMe to cover medical expenses. Mm-hmm. Said she had 23 surgeries over the years. She was mixed race from Canada, met Prince at the American Music Awards in 1980. She was the original star of Purple Rain, but pulled out. Mm-hmm. And Apollonia replaced Vanity. She was only husband, former Oakland Raider Anthony Smith, who she married in 1995 after a month-long courtship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But did you see his story? He just got locked up for triple murder.
Yeah. Last month.
Yeah.
Vanity, man. Vanity.
While she was dying, I mean, you know, the parallels of their stories is that, you know, she's going down from her health and every day, you know, going through dialysis and having to start, as Jay said.
And he's out killing people.
Jay said a GoFundMe for her health care, and he is imprisoned for triple
for
murder.
For life. Wow. For triple murder. Arrested last month. Vanity's only husband.
Did they have an unsung? Because I don't remember.
I didn't see
Vanity, but most definitely that's one to come. But
yeah,
ooh, what a God bless.
What a life
story! Wow,
you know,
what
and she had, you know, found God and was going to church and up until the last minute and telling people
she had gone to church.
She was
just
ready to go.
She went to church on Saturday and told the congregation that she was ready to go.
Yeah,
wow,
just really tragic.
Very sad. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
God bless her.
It is said that she inspired Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
And where is Fremont, California? Is that the Bay Area?
It's northern.
In the Bay Area, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where she was living at the time of her death. Vanity.
Yeah, that came out yesterday afternoon, just a few hours before the Grammys, and it was just like, wow.
Your favorite song, Sip, for getting ready in the morning.
Man, what?
Nasty Girl.
What?
Nasty Girl, that's it. That doesn't play Sip. That brings it.
Oh, yeah. Simply said plenty of times, I get dressed.
That is the way to get your morning started. You know, Kirk is good. Some Beyonce love on top, but Nasty Girl.
I've never seen Educated Nasty. I got to see it. I've never had Educated Nasty.
That was the jam.
Educated Nasty. Nasty.
But my Nasty ain't been as educated as, never well read as like you, so.
Nasty is nasty. Nasty girl.
No, Sybil. No.
Oh, it's a different kind? Okay, I'll accept
If
that.
It's educated, it's got to be.